At this point in the presidential primary season, it seems like someone's voting every day. And Jeremy, you've been on the road covering states a lot, so you must be feeling this.
It's always election day.
Yeah, but in fact, no one's going to the polls today. Tomorrow, however, they are.
Tomorrow, they are in Nevada. The Republican caucus is tomorrow, following Saturday's South Carolina primary, which Donald Trump won, as we all know, and which forced Jeb Bush out of the race. The Democrats are preparing for Saturday's primary in South Carolina after Hillary Clinton won the Nevada caucus there over the weekend. And all of the presidential candidates are looking even further ahead to all the primaries and caucuses that are going to happen on Super Tuesday, which is next week. Let's listen here to Ted Cruz on ABC yesterday. He came in third in South Carolina behind Marco Rubio.
Going into Super Tuesday, I think we are positioned 9 days from today to have an amazing day in Super Tuesday. Our base on the ground is strong. And listen, Republicans want a real conservative. They don't want someone like Donald Trump.
Let's bring in NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, on the Republican side, and you heard that clip there, it sounds like Ted Cruz is looking past Nevada to Super Tuesday. But what are the dynamics of the race at this point after the Trump victory in South Carolina and Jeb Bush dropping out?
Well, you know, I think that this now creates a three, maybe four-man race. Donald Trump has the clearest lane to the nomination. He won all 50 delegates in South Carolina. Marco Rubio really has to try to coalesce what was the Republican establishment, what is the Republican establishment, if he can get all of those folks together. The problem for him is that he still has John Kasich on his heels, who can do well in some moderate states like Ohio and Michigan. And until he gets out, there isn't a real coalescing. And I shouldn't necessarily say until he gets out, because he wants to give Rubio a real run and thinks that he has the opportunity to be the person who emerges from that establishment side.
And what about the fact that Jeb Bush dropped out? What does that mean for the Bush legacy? Donald Trump really went after Jeb Bush and the George W. Bush presidency and then won among Republicans in South Carolina. Is this a rejection by the Republican Party of the Bush family?
Well, it's mixed. You know, it's not as clear as a binary thing of, you know, he was Bush, so they didn't want Bush. But the party does seem to have moved on from conventional politics. And nothing represented more conventional Republicanism than the Bush last name. The Tea Party changed everything. In 2010, when they came along, it just made a complete reversal of what Republicans had normally looked at as the kind of energy that they would use and the kinds of rules that normally applied. You know, because George W. Bush and his presidency was still popular in a place like South Carolina. We heard from Republicans who supported Donald Trump, who said that they didn't think Trump should go after him, but they were still voting for Donald Trump because their priority was they wanted somebody who was a real change, who was speaking his mind, and who was channeling what they felt.
And who will, you know, you have to listen to those words that Trump says over and over and over again, make America great again. I was just in South Carolina. That's what a lot of people are hearing. People have been left out of the economic recovery, and they hear him say that and they believe it and they're supporting him. Now, there's another debate among the Republican candidates in Houston on Thursday night. And the question is, will Marco Rubio pick up where Jeb Bush left off as the candidate who's going to take on Donald Trump? Let's listen to him on Fox News Sunday yesterday.
Sure.
Donald's campaign has largely been about how bad things are. And there's no doubt we need to recognize how difficult things are. But you can't just say you're going to make America great again. You have to explain how you're going to do it.
What are you looking forward to when it comes to Thursday's debate?
Well, the first thing is, you know, how does Marco Rubio do in distinguishing himself from Donald Trump? You know, he hasn't really looked like somebody who wants to go after him at this point. There was a Super PAC ad that came out today supporting Marco Rubio that maybe gives us a little bit of a hint of where things are going. You know, Ted Cruz had tried to hit Donald Trump on his values, said, you know, made fun of his New York values, said that he wasn't really conservative enough. That didn't really seem to stick. The next thing here is temperament. Are we going to hear Marco Rubio start to question Donald Trump's temperament? That's what that Super PAC ad started to do. And that's potentially a fruitful line for Rubio, at least one that he hopes to exploit.
And if he does do that, the question will be, what will Donald Trump say back to Marco Rubio? And we'll have to see in that debate on Thursday. Let's talk briefly about the Democrats. They don't vote until this weekend in South Carolina. But let's listen to Hillary Clinton here in her victory speech in Nevada, taking a dig at Bernie Sanders.
If we listen to the hopes and heartaches of hardworking people across America, it's clear there is so much more to be done. The truth is, we aren't a single-issue country.
And when she says that, she's talking about the fact that Bernie Sanders is always talking about Wall Street and the billionaires. But what do you see on the Democratic side right now, Domenico?
Yeah, that was a clear shot at Sanders. You heard a lot more we can do things from Hillary Clinton, more we language than I, which we had heard as a problem from people with her touting her resume. But I think in Nevada, one thing that we saw that might be a hint of what's to come in South Carolina is that, you know, Hillary Clinton won with black voters by a huge margin. 76% backed her. And that is important because they were 13% of the electorate. Everyone talks about Latinos and there appeared to be a split. But the majority of primary goers in primary voters in South Carolina are going to be African American. Hillary Clinton thinks that African Americans in the South, which are going to dominate Super Tuesday states, that they can help her to this nomination. And we may have gotten a little bit of a clue of that early on with the results in Nevada.
So lots going on, lots to watch for on the campaign trail. And of course, Congress is back and we're waiting on a Supreme Court nomination potentially. Domenico, is there going to be one this week, just quickly?
Probably not, but we'll see. We know that the White House wants to try to box in Republicans. You're going to hear a lot about that coming up.
Domenico Montanaro with NPR. Thank you.
Thank you.